Welcome to the AMC Stock Story Podcast. I'm your host, Russell Corey, and this is not financial advice, and I am not a financial advisor. This is solely for entertainment purposes as I talk about my experiences of investing in AMC stock and becoming an AMC ape.
Episode 54, the second AMC MOAS dream. So shortly after I woke up from this dream, I wanted to come down and do a podcast about it, because it was the second time I've had a MOAS dream. And the great thing about these dreams, when you're having them, it seems real, and it was awesome. So this dream was, I was watching the ticker, and the stock price had gotten fairly high. It was like, between $100 to $1,000, but it still wasn't quite the MOAS time yet, right? And my wife, she was there with me, either in another room or she was close by. And then finally, you know, the ticker just broke and it just went nuts. And it just kept going, just like we talked about the fishing scene in Jaws, just bzzz, the reel just goes crazy. Anyway, so the share price was about like $10,000 a share, and just no sign of stopping at all. Just keep going up and up and up. And at that point, you know, I was looking at it and trying to, you know, do the math in my head. My wife's going crazy. And, you know, it's like, oh, my God, what does this mean? What does this mean? Where are we at? And, like, we realize that it's multiple millions of dollars at that point. Our life has changed. Then, of course, you know, I had to wake up from the dream, which always stinks. But it's that just that great feeling again. This time, the feelings doing it are just the excitement again of seeing the numbers just going crazy, but then also like knowing like, all right, well, what does this mean? What, you know, the amount of money that the life-changing money that, you know, we're getting. It's great. I don't know if you've been fortunate enough to, you know, have one. I mean, we all dream of the MOAS, but when you're actually having the dream itself and it feels like reality to you, you know, it's pretty amazing. And it's cool that I've had two of these so far. Is that a sign of the MOAS to come? I doubt it at this point. Obviously, there's a lot going on and a lot on my mind. That was fun. We had a nice battle for, you know, $40.01. Though somebody, you know, I saw some memes posted like, "Hey, we won the battle of, you know, 40.01 for the fifth week." And I was like, I get it. I know we're stalled here. Listen, I'd rather be at you know, $40.01 than $30.01. So I'll take that. We're still a little down, but $40 is, you know, within striking range for us. So not bad. I don't know. You know, it's tough. Just keep hanging in there. I try to, you know, it's funny. I was talking to my wife the other day, just trying to, you know, reassure ourselves, like, are we doing the right thing? Is this smart? Are we idiots? Are we dumb? And I was telling him, I was like, you know, I said, imagine, you know, you have a ditch, right? And the ditch is filled with dog poop, right? And I'm like, hey, I want that ditch, right? What are you going to do to keep me from having that ditch of dog poop, right? And obviously, I'm trying to trick her into an answer so she's being cagey with me. But you would say, if it honestly is a ditch of dog poop, right? If AMC is a 1 cent worthless stock, right? You would say, you can have it, take it. In fact, you're doing me a favor. I don't care. Just take it, right? But, you know, what if you knew there was like, you know, gold bars at the, you know, underneath that dog poop, right? That nobody could see, but you knew they were there. And I'm like, hey, I kind of want that that ditch of dog poop. I'm going to, you know, use it for fertilizer. Can I just have it? And you'd be like, oh, no, you know, I'm going to, no, that's okay. You can't. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll buy it from you for $1. How's that? No, that's okay. Well, how about $2? No, you know, I really want it. No, you can't have it. What kind of a fight would you put up to protect those the gold bar under in that ditch of dog poop, right? You'd put up a pretty big fight, wouldn't you? You would. So look at these stocks, right? Look at where we're at. Look at the fight they are putting up to keep this from happening, from just covering these shorts. If this was no big deal, if they could walk away, they'd just cover the shorts and walk away. And they're not. you know, it's hard sometimes. It goes on. My wife and I, you know, we had a big discussion about, you know, really what size should our position be? When is enough enough? And, you know, as I said, I agreed that I wouldn't buy any more stock unless it goes under 35. But we have to, you know, kind of get on with our lives. And maybe, you know, some of you are out there feeling the same way. Like, you know, this is nice. I can't wait for this to happen. But it's not happening right now. And, you know, I got to get on with my life somehow or move forward. And, you know, this is here. And when it happens, I'll be here. But, I can't just sit here, you know, for the next 6 months, you know, waiting for this to happen while we just battle it out. And sort of, you know, like Lou versus Wall Street, he said it was he called it a stalemate, that we're at this standoff right now with them. And his thing was, you know, right now we're just kind of waiting for one of the smaller hedge funds to, you know, decide to throw in the towel. Like, they look at the numbers and they say, look, if we're first, you know, we're going to get out of this a lot better if we cover this stuff right now rather than waiting for everything to break. So, who knows? Hang in there. I know it's tough. You know, a couple side notes. I saw there was a Reddit post, and I believe the person that posted it on Reddit was MacAttack218. But if you go to Reddit, you can find it. It's all about, like, these divorced puts, or they just put in a lot of research time trying to determine, you know, how much naked shorting's been going on and all the shenanigans they do to try to nullify, you know, them covering it and then doing other stuff to protect those covers that they're doing so the price doesn't ramp up. Anyway, basically the conclusion was that GameStop, GME, has been naked shorted 69 times what it should be, and AMC has been shorted 12 times what it should be. So, again, one of the reasons why I got the GameStop shares is because they had a smaller float. And I thought in the end they might be more valuable per share than AMC. So I converted those. I've talked about this extensively. I had second thoughts because at that point GME would have to do 5 times better than an AMC share to make my conversion makes sense, and I just got nervous. It wasn't a short-term decision, but in the short term, I was stressing about it and wondering how wise a decision that it was. So looking at this scenario, if you took this DD at its word, and GameStop is 69 times the float, and AMC is 12 times the float, well, if you multiply the 12 times by 5, then I'm assuming I'm doing this right. Then you could say, you know, a share of AMC, or my holdings of AMC would be, you know, 6 times. I would have that many more AMC shares. It would come out to 60. You know, if you took 5 AMC shares and said made that the super AMC share, you know, 5 of these, you know, regular AMC shares or the one super share of AMC would be 60 times versus GME, which is 69 times, which I don't know. Maybe, you know, maybe that extra 9 times is the difference between $1 million and $10 million a share. I don't know. But at least it's not so out of whack that, you know, I'm like, uh-oh, do I go and change back? Do I go get back and get more GME shares? So at this point, I won't. But It's close enough that I'm like, I'll be okay either way. You know, that's, again, that would be, I don't want to say nightmare scenario, but, like, you know, if AMC taps out at $1,000 a share and GME goes on to $1 million a share, then I'll have regretted converting those, you know, GameStop shares back. But for now, it's not anything you need to worry about. And I think, you know, be humble with your goals. Don't settle for less than what you deserve or what you want, but, like, we'll be taken care of. If this thing pops, and we're talking about, you know, GME being worth $10 million or $1 million a share, anything outrageous like that, then I'm sure AMC will follow suit in some similar regard, and we'll be taken care of financially. You know, like I said, I'm not interested in buying a NFL franchise. You know, it's like, look, I'm right now, I just need to pay off some credit card debt, right? And maybe put a little bit away for my kids' education. do some, you know, improvements on the house, and maybe, you know, have some money so I'm not doing Instacart anymore. So anyway, that's where we're at. You know, it's the weekend. Hey, you know, you got a couple days away from the ticker. And, you know, it's funny. I always find it a funny feeling, especially when I'm shopping. You know, when I'm out doing Instacart during the week, you know, I go and I do, you know, I'm in the store and I'm shopping. But once I get in the car and I've got everything set up and I have the directions, the GPS directions to the client's house, and especially if it's a longer trip, you know, then I can, you know, put the ticker on, and as I'm driving along, I can always glance down at it, see how the stock is doing. And it's funny, on the weekend, I don't have that. You know, it's not there. It's such a part of your routine during the week, but then on the weekend, you know, there's no trading. Although there is crypto now. Hey, I do have my Dogecoin. So yeah, I'm down about $5 on my Doge. I bought $50 worth of Dogecoin once all the Doge noise, you know, started to happen with AMC. And by the way, thanks a lot, Doge Army, for jumping on in there and putting us over the top. I don't know. Who knows what's going on, but it wasn't exactly, you know, I don't know. Maybe there's more coming, but, you know, it did exactly like create this tidal wave that brought the MOS on. So who knows? Maybe there was a lot of Doge Army already in AMC. So, but anyway, but yeah, that is the one thing about the cryptocurrency, that the tickers, it seems, I mean, again, I'm new to it, but it seems like they kind of run 24/7, that you can, you know, you wanted to watch a ticker, you could. Although there's the Doge is, it's not as volatile as AMC, and I'm also down right now, so it's not a lot of fun watching it. But, you know, it's interesting. So the more I get into it again, and again, this is goes to my personality of, you know, having that addictive personality, and like, well, what else is out there? Is Doge really the best one to invest in? And looking at them, I'm not a big crypto guy, just because it's hard to grasp what this is really about. I mean, is this just a scam? Is it a pyramid scam? You know, is it a pump and dump? Or is it like, this is going to be the future of currency, you know, going years from now, 10, 20, 30 years from now, people, maybe credit cards will still be around, but like this idea of going into a store and having, you know, cash and coins, paper money and coins, it's going to seem as, you know, outdated as using like an old style telephone, right? Remember, you ever see the pictures where they pick up the little handle and they hold it and they talk into it? Or even like a rotary phone from when I was a kid. Like, it'll be something that's just so out of date compared to what everybody is doing now. Who knows? I mean, it's funny, like, you know, when I do Instacart, every once in a while, like, I've talked about this where, you know, the client will want something, or, you know, I'll like volunteer to get it for them at another store, and it never fails. It really has only happened a couple times, but like, nobody has cash anymore. They want to do like what you do, was it, you know, Venmo or whatever it is, you know, or you know, these electronic ways to distribute cash now. So we are in this interesting point, and there's a part of me that looks at it. I mean, look how crazy Bitcoin is, right? That, you know, now it's like $40,000 to $60,000 of Bitcoin, right? Now, I don't know. I don't think Doge will get that high just because they're different types of, you know, cryptocurrency. But who knows where this stuff will go? That's the one thing I like about Doge, is that it's cheap right now. You know, it's like 22 cents. I got in at like 22.6, 0.226, and, you know, I was able to, you know, get a bunch. Well, who knows in the, you know, 10, 20 years what it's going to be at? And really, that's what these investments for me are. These are, you know, long-term investments. I talked about like my regular investing strategy is I just buy stock and I leave it, and it's for my retirement, and that's it. I don't play around with it. Occasionally, you know, I might make some adjustments if I have, you know, different, you know, mutual funds or something, and I see one performing better than the other, I might, you know, move them over. But I'm not a day trader. That's not my experience. So I think now that you know, I've made a small purchase in crypto, that maybe that opens the door, and, you know, learn a little more, get comfortable with what I'm good with investing in. And especially if AMC pops, I'm not going to say I'm going to put everything into crypto, but, you know, are there ways to invest some of that money as part of a diversification strategy that, can spread things out. So if crypto does take a rise, then, hey, you get a boost out of that. But then also if it tanks or if it just collapses, it's not going to kill your portfolio either. So who knows? Another Velf update. I had a backer that was in Germany. So I sent their Velfs today. So the Velfs are on the way to Germany. It's going to take a little while. So they said it would take like 3 weeks for it to get there. But it's on its way to Germany. And, who knows what's going to happen with it right now at this point. You know, mentally, I'm just trying to shut some things down. Like with AMC, as long as I was adding to our position or open to adding to it, it occupied my mind a lot more than now when I'm like, all right, this is it. We're closed. And, unless anything dramatic happens or they really dip the price down, that we have our position and that's it. And now we just have to build back our finances some more and start, taking care of some of this credit card debt. We've been doing like minimum payments for too long, and we need to get back to just trying to, have a plan to work and get it paid off. Credit card debt's bad. You want to get it paid off. So that's where I think I want to, the energy and the focus that I brought to increasing our position on AMC, I want to try to bring that to like, hey, let's go after some of these, credit cards and get them paid off as fast as we can and have a plan or strategy without the MOAS, right? If the MOAS happens, great. We'll be able to pay them off almost instantly. But don't count on that. What can you do? Have a plan to, go after it. You can't do it in 1 month, but, have a plan and stick to it and get them taken care of. So anyway, I hope you guys have a great weekend. I've been trying to do these podcasts, one a day, and especially these weeks where there just isn't a lot of action, or if it just sticks around 40, not always a lot to say. And now that the Velf is done, for now, I don't know how much you want to hear about that. I don't think there's going to be a lot going on with it at this point. I want to give some to some people, let them use it and see what they think. And, if they can convince me to like, hey, this is worth, pursuing, or I love this thing, then maybe pick it up again. But, if they don't really have much to say about it, then, that's okay. It's funny, when I would give somebody a script, like let's say I just wrote a screenplay, right? And I would give them out to my friends and, I'd kind of follow up. I'd say, well, have you looked at the script yet? Or when they would get that feedback from them, right? This is what I want to hear. This was so good. I read it in one sitting. Like I started reading this and I couldn't put it down. That's what you want to hear. So if someone says, well, I'm halfway through it, it's good so far. What does that tell you? They got halfway through and they were able to put it down. So it can't be that good because they put it down and they didn't want to finish reading it. Right. Certain things you want to hear about it. And that's kind of the feedback that I want to hear from people after I give them the Velf. If they don't have much to say or they don't come to you like, this is great, you really need to do something with this. It's so much fun. If it's just like, oh, yeah, no, we're using it. Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, we're using it. You can tell. It's not necessarily what they say, but how they say it, the passion they bring to it, if they think it's really a good idea or not. So that's kind of what I'll be looking at, just getting some feedback on it. And plus using them in our own house. I've started putting more up in my house to help organize us. And trust me, we can use that. So at any rate, have a great weekend. We'll see if I keep doing these podcasts on a daily basis. I might pull back a little bit. We'll see. And that'll help me get a little more sleep. Because that's the other thing. life is so crazy with the kids and everything else that for me to actually have a chance to sit down and do a podcast, a lot of times I'm doing it in the middle of the night. And sometimes I tend to wake up at night anyway. But if I'm not doing the podcast, I can get up, I can, you know, have a midnight snack or something, or, you know, go to the bathroom and then go back to bed. But if I start doing a podcast, you know, it can take, you know, an hour or two, depending on, you know, what's going on with it. And it, you know, I probably need to get better sleep and catch up on my sleep a little more, and who knows. And then if part of the plan, you know, if AMC doesn't pop, you know, I have to go back and get a real job. And, you know, that's the nice thing about Instacart. It provides that flexibility that, you know, if I need to take a nap, or I start late when I work because the store, I like to go to Costco, and Costco doesn't open until 10. And I don't want to take the chance of going to another store, them not having half the order in stock and having, you know, a customer not satisfied. And then they take that unsatisfaction out on me and give me a low rating. And now all of a sudden I can't get the Costco orders that make the job doable. It'd be hard. I think if I couldn't shop at Costco, I don't know how much I'd really want to do this job. I probably would have gotten a regular office job again, or been pursuing it. Because it's not much fun when everything's out of stock, and it's stressful because you don't want to disappoint the client. Whereas, you know, you can go into Costco and most of the time that order is going to be there. You just got to look for it. If it's not there, go to the front and ask them if it's in stock. And they go like, yeah, we have 300 of these in stock. Then you know it's there somewhere, and you just have to look around a little bit. But if they look at it and they say, nope, we don't have any more of those in stock, then you can go to the client and just say, hey, you know, Costco's out of stock on these. So, you know, we'll see. I appreciate everyone that's listening to the podcast. I will say this. I had an idea, and I'm not going to get too much into it right now. But it was kind of an idea, if you wanted to see, like, what is the, you know, what can we do if, you know, if we wanted to try to do something to help spread the word about AMC and get new investors, you know, what's something we could do to do that? And it's kind of something I'm familiar with, but I don't know. Again, it's like I said, I probably need to narrow my window of, you know, little projects that I'm doing, and slowly just focus more on my health and, you know, working instead of coming up with new projects. But I don't know. I'll keep you posted on that, because I talk with my wife about it, and I'm sure she likes it when I narrow my window on what I'm working on. But then I was kind of like, too, like, I don't know how this would go. And maybe it's just best not even to you know, bring it up. But we'll see. So, you know, maybe I'll be updating you on that in the future. And who knows, maybe that will be the next episode of the AMC Stock Story.